Yes, hello. Was Mr. Sean available?
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Hello. Is Mr. Sean available?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. How you doing?
I'm okay.
All right, good. You are the caregiver for Miss Elaine, correct?
Yes.
All right, I see that she started with the 23rd of January with us, and currently 42 hours, but 70 hours was the request, correct?
Yes. We were supposed to have a hearing today, but they never called.
Okay. Mm. Keystone. So, yeah, the service court. Okay, understandable. Address for Miss Elaine is 329 Ripka Street on the first floor. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So a couple things. One is I have to get what's called the client service agreement signed. It's just a document that has your schedule and duties on the floor. Miss Elaine goes to her client folder. So in Keystone Trust, we have that in there. It also represents that we're seeing her face-to-face in the home. Other thing is when I come out and get a sign, if you guys have any questions, and I'm assuming you may because of the denial of the 70. Now, I used to work for Keystone. I left them about 5 years ago. But I was doing service coordination for 15 years prior to that. So,
oh wow.
I'm guessing if you guys are still trying to, if you're trying to shoot for the 70, I do have some base like tips and tricks that you may want to use to try to justify and advocate for Miss Elaine to get that increase.
I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'll go over that stuff with you guys. But first I have to schedule to come out to get that signed. I'm going to be in your area tomorrow between 2 and 4. Would y'all be available, or would she be available?
Tomorrow I have them. I guess we, Mom, I mean, we're usually always here. But, okay. You know, what's your name again, Rob?
Aaron.
Aaron from Family First, who I'm working for, he needs to come out to get some paperwork signed. It's tomorrow between 2 and 4, but that's fine, right? Why not? What? She said tomorrow's not good because of, I'm not exactly sure why, but she said how about Thursday?
I don't know yet because it depends on what part of the city or if I'm in the city. So I do it by clusters. So when I'm in an area, I do as many people in the area as possible for auditing reasons. So like Thursday, I may be in Montgomery County.
I don't know why. I mean, I don't know if her sister might be stopping up, but she's on the phone right now a lot, so I can't even really like talk. You know what I mean?
Now, I have somebody, I have another person that zip code I'm seeing tomorrow. That's why I called you guys. I can give you a call tomorrow to see if anything changed.
Yeah, you know what, that's fine. Just give me a call tomorrow. I'll try to talk to her just to let her know it's no big deal. Like, I don't know why she's saying Thursday.
And if you guys didn't have any questions, then I'm pretty much in and out. But I'm looking at the notes. I'm seeing that there's a possibility because of the denial. So that's why I figured. I said, well, normally somebody requests a certain amount of hours and they don't get them. You know, I try to go over some things to assist.
Right. So they never called at 10 o'clock. So I was like, I was telling her, like, maybe we should just give it a little bit more time. I didn't know. So you think I should call them right now or call them tomorrow morning? Or?
You talking about Keystone?
Yeah.
You should probably give them a call.
All right. Well, call me tomorrow and I'll talk to her now.
Sure.
And then all right. Thank you, Aaron.
Okay. Yep. Not a problem.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Why didn't you?